Even though spring break is right around the corner, a lot of schools continue to get ready to hold their prom. In fact, this past weekend, more schools held their proms. And of course, if you've listened to us here on WRHI, you know all about our prom pledge experience. We get to go into all the high schools in our listening area. That's high schools and now charter schools in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties to bring this message to encourage young people to make healthy, smart decisions. And we cannot do this, first of all, without the schools and their help, but also without sponsors, those that really get behind this effort to help us bring this message to these young people. And we get the opportunity to catch up with a lot of these businesses here on Palmetto Mornings, such as our next guest. They're from the Palmetto Women's Center. We have Haley Patrick and Ashley Kinchelow.
Good job. You did it good.
You got it.
Thanks. After how many years, Ashley, have I known you? I finally nailed it. Yeah. I stuck the landing. Well, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, big prom pledge. You all are a big part of this. Haley, kind of just talk a little bit about the connection between the Palmetto Women's Center and why you all got behind prom pledge.
Well, I think, you know, Palmetto Women's Center, we're pro-life, right? We're pro-all-life. We're pro-baby, pro-mom. And so, of course, you know, we are pro-healthy and safe prom night. So, you know, making sure that we're standing behind life in general, I think that this is an opportunity that just fits our mission.
These young people get to learn so much about these businesses that really get behind this effort when they sign the big pledge board. And when we MC it, I know Ashley's done it too, we take a moment, we recognize all these businesses, and we always say to these young people, you might know these businesses or organizations, or this might be the first time you've heard from them or about them. They believe enough in you. They're investing in your future because these are the leaders in our communities for tomorrow. And we just hope they have a safe and healthy prom experience.
Likewise.
Yeah. All right. So beyond prom pledge, you've got another big event happening very soon. What, 2 weeks away?
Yep. 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. It's your big gala.
Yep.
And walk us through some of the details of the gala.
So our Legacy of Life gala is on May 1st at First Baptist Rock Hill. We usually have a pretty big guest speaker there. This year we have Star Parker. We just talk about, you know, the things happening at the center the past year, the new programs that have been implemented. And everyone just, you know, attends just to support us and hear about, you know, what's going on at PWC. So it's a great event, really good to involve the community and super fun if you want to come.
And Haley, this is a huge fundraising event.
It is.
For the center.
Yeah.
What does an event like this mean for the trajectory of your year?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is our biggest fundraiser of the year. I mean, it's probably maybe a fourth of our annual budget. So when you're talking about supporting a center and a maternity home, which we just opened in August of 2024, it's very crucial that this event is a success for our ministry.
Mm-hmm. And we've shared before on this program that you have to be creative with your fundraising efforts because of your mission, right? So maybe kind of elaborate, if you can, a little bit on that point of how important like this gala is and other fundraisers throughout the year.
Yeah, I think, you know, when talking about nonprofit ministries locally, there's, you know, a lot for homelessness. There's a lot for, you know, people who need help with food. Rock Hill in York County is really amazing with all of our nonprofits and like standing up for, you know, people in need and helping and lending that helping hand. But uniquely, Palmetto Women's Center is pro-life, which limits, you know, who will support us. Anyone will support homelessness, believer, Christian or not Christian, it doesn't matter, because homelessness is a good cause to stand behind. But pro-life has, you know, a lot of opinions behind it. And so, you know, not everyone will stand behind a pro-life ministry.
But a lot of folks will show up to your gala.
They sure will.
Like last year, how many did you have last year?
560.
Wow.
When I got up there to do the introductions and I saw the tables there at First Baptist Church go from the stage all the way to the back of the wall, that is a big sanctuary to begin with. I was blown away.
Yeah, it really might be one of the larger fundraisers in Rock Hill. Funny enough, First Baptist Rock Hill is one of the only places that is large enough to seat our event. So shout out to them if you need a venue. Shout out to First
Now, Baptist. I know you said 560. Are all of the tickets already accounted for? Is there still room if people want to attend?
We've got about 3 tables left. Each table seats 8, and then about 20 individual couple tickets left. So we're not full yet, but we're getting really close.
And I understand you have an all-star MC who's going to guide everyone through that night.
Miss Ashley Lang herself.
She has big shoes to fill from last year. But I'm excited about doing it.
It is a fun night. It is a night of education. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot last year, what I thought I knew about the Palmetto Women's Center, and learned a lot more, which I know also oftentimes when you come on here, we do myths and what people expect. Think that they know about what happens at the Palmetto Women's Center, and you come on here and you tell us, you kind of dispel some of these myths. And that night I was like blown away. I was like, oh, I didn't realize that, and this could happen, and this, you help with this. I mean, it just is an eye-opening experience. So just kind of be open to the conversation. I guess that's what we're encouraging folks to do. And then what can you tell us about the speaker, Star Parker?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about Star?
Haley probably knows a little bit more because she's done a little bit more research. But she is kind of in the conservative realm of politics and everything, and has a podcast called Queer America that's on Spotify. And she really focuses on, I guess she used to say what she was like, welfare princess to conservative queen or something. And so she kind of grew up in poverty, experienced kind of that world, and then, realized some things wrong with it and everything. And so she just has a podcast kind of explaining different aspects of, conservatism, all that stuff. So yeah, you can kind of hone in on more. She's done more research.
She her kind of shift from being on welfare and kind of enjoying that lifestyle to changing her mind and saying, no, this isn't right. Like, I need to work for what I have, came after she became a believer. So she became a Christian, and then her whole worldview kind of changed, as it should, right? And she actually also in her podcast mentions that she has had abortion in her past as well. So she has kind of a unique perspective, both on the political side and also personal. So we're excited to hear from her.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a huge education piece. And I think a lot of times, we'll call them naysayers. They think that when the people are getting up and talking that maybe they don't know anything about it. And it's just a bunch of,
talking points.
Right. And conservative, Christians who just say this is, what they believe. But coming from that perspective of having to personally endure that, I think is gonna be huge. And what a great way to give her testimony too. Yeah. So I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, so am I.
All right, let's give folks again the date, time, location, and where they need to get tickets for the Legacy of Life Gala.
Okay, the Legacy of Life Gala is on May 1st, 2025. The time is, the doors open at 5:30. The event starts at 6:00. You said date, time,
location. First Baptist.
We're at First Baptist Rock Hill, and you can get tickets at pwcteam.org.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, get out there and just be open to the conversation. Here, we consume a lot of information, and you kind of have to be your own fact finder in today's society. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity to hear directly from those that's impacted in their life, their own life experience. And so that's important to hear directly from a person. So have that, be open to that conversation. If you're kind of on the fence and you're really not sure what goes on there at the Palmetto Women's Center, this is a great opportunity to learn more. And then again, on the Prom Pledge side, just thank you so much for what you all do. I think that's really commendable to your point. I want everyone to live long, healthy, happy lives. Mm-hmm. And that starts with prom. And graduation and spring break. We want everyone just to have fun in a safe, healthy way. Mm-hmm. We certainly appreciate it. Haley and Ashley, again, they're just some of the ladies from the Palmetto Women's Center. Thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lucas.